the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you.
It's time now for Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people incorporate their faith into their everyday lives. The program is underwritten by St. Vincent Health, providing the spirit of caring through 20 health ministries that serve 46 central Indiana counties, and by Marian University, offering Catholic and academic excellence in the Franciscan and liberal arts traditions.
May the Lord's peace be with you.
Yes, may the Lord's peace be with you. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host today is MJ Crowder. And MJ, we're kicking off a brand new year.
It is. Have you kept your New Year's resolution
so
here
far?
It's easy the first week or so, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And we're really hoping at Catholic Radio this is going to be a good year for Catholic Radio in all kinds of different respects. Just before the program, we were talking about last year had some rough spots in it.
We did.
We were off the air. If you're a longtime listener to Catholic Radio, you may recall that we were off the air for almost 2 weeks, kind of in the late winter, early spring, due to some transmitter problems. And we got back on. We've just had a little bit of some rocky spots in the road last year. Hopefully we've got those ironed out and moved forward.
But, you know, there we have had so many people that have called the station, and I've run into so many people at church and different functions that are fierce supporters of Catholic Radio. And, Jim, you know, we added, it was about last year at this time, I think it was during the Spring Radiothon, actually, that you mentioned for the first time the apps that you can put, that you can download onto your smartphones.
And most anybody that has a smartphone knows how easy it is. You visit your App Store, Google Play, or the Apple iStore, and just type in Catholic Radio Indy, those three words, and you'll get taken right to an app, simple download, and you can listen to Catholic Radio anytime, any place, anywhere in the world, really.
Yeah, I don't even use my radio at home anymore. Of course, it just went on the fritz. We had this vintage radio that had, like, it was just the shell, like a vintage shell, but a real, you know, like a 2000 radio in there, 2014 radio. But I don't even use that anymore because it's crystal clear on my phone. You just simply log in to your phone, you know, put your little password because I've got one of those. But you don't have to log in. Once you've downloaded the app, you simply touch it and you're on whatever we have on programming.
Well, at various Catholic Radio meetings that we've been to recently, they encourage people who do what you and I are doing right now to think of ourselves as content producers.
What?
Not radio folks.
That's a
because
verge.
Content is what it's all about. And radio is one means of distributing it. Phones, apps, streaming, a lot of different ways. So it's content that we generate, and it's content that people want to hear, and radio is one way. There are other ways too, and we're working on them all.
Yeah, and just one little PS, we also have some new programs this year on the air, brand new local programming.
That's right.
On Saturday mornings, I'm just going to say, tune in Saturday mornings. We added a couple last year, and we had one brand spanking new one this year.
9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and now 11 o'clock, The Last Pew.
I love it.
And The Last Pew.
I know, what a great name.
That is a
great
cryptic name to it. And, well, I don't want to spoil it for them, but the concept is we're all on a journey.
Yeah.
And some of us are in the front pew. Some of us, not quite so, not quite there yet.
But it's wonderful local programming by fresh young talent, and that's exactly what we were looking for, local programming for the under 30 crowd. So, Let's jump right into Faith in Action today. Our guests today on Faith in Action, Christine Moss and Katie Conway from the Awaken group up at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
This kind of came across my radar, I don't know, weeks ago, but it took us a little while to coordinate and get you guys in here. I'm glad you're finally in here and we can talk about it. So let's step back for a second, Chris. You tell us a little bit about you. So your family, your kids, your parish, what side of town you live on.
Okay. I am married to Bill. We've been married for 20 years this year.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much. And we have two children. Nicholas is a sophomore at Guerin Catholic.
Yes.
And Lexi is a eighth grader at Clay Middle School.
Oh. Lexi, cute name. Is that Alexandra or Alex?
Alexis.
Alexis.
Alexis. I have a niece named Alexandra, and I just wanted to call her Lexi, and she wouldn't let me, so I had my own daughter so I could call her Lexi. So,
oh, that's cute.
Yes.
It's cute. I have to give you a little cute about Alexis. My sister has a little girl named Alexis, and my dad said to her, because it has to be a saint's name, right? And so dad said, I don't think I've ever heard of a Saint Alexis, kind of chiding her. Well, guess what? There is a Saint Alexis.
Great. I was going to say, well, maybe we have one in the making.
that's what she thought. She said, we definitely have. Well, Dad, there will be. There will be soon. Okay, and Katie Conway, tell us a little bit about you.
I am married to Brian. We have four children. Will is almost 17. He's a junior at Cathedral High School. And then we have three in the Carmel schools. That's not true. Maggie's a freshman at Cathedral this year.
Oh, my.
So, and then a seventh grader at Creekside and a fifth grader at Town Meadow.
You're busy.
We are. Our life is very full and active.
Three different schools. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Okay, so tell us a little bit. I'm looking at a flyer in front of me, and it says Awaken to the Best, and it has this kind of whimsical picture of this woman, but she looks like she's an angel woman almost. So I love the artwork. But tell us a little bit about it says a dynamic spirituality group for women. And at the start of a new year, this seems to me like something that women could sink their teeth into. So tell us a little bit about the program. I love all these bullet points. I love everything that I see, but I want to share it with our listeners. So how did this get started? How did it come on your radar? Chris, tell us.
Well, last year I attend St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish in Carmel, and Elizabeth Grote is our adult faith formation director. And there have been several ladies who were asking her to bring something new for women to the parish. And several ladies have been doing some research on different programs that are out there, different canned programs, and nothing really set with them. And Elizabeth called and asked if I might look at some of these programs as well, but had been spending some time in prayer. I like to say I was in the desert for a little bit. And
you know, aren't we all sometimes?
Yeah, it was a really very powerful time for me personally, spiritually. And so when I went in to speak with Elizabeth, I said, well, she said, we don't have to recreate the wheel. And it just said to me, well, why not? Why not?
Okay.
Why not? So we brought a group of ladies together for Lent and prayed and just shared. And a lot of prayer time. And it really just started flowing through this whole idea of spiritual sisterhood, this idea of awakening to our faith and encouraging each other. That's kind of what women do. We come together, we share, and whatever it is. So faith was such an important piece to me. And there was a group of girls, give a little shout out to Soul Corps.
We had them as guests. Oh my goodness, how wonderful is that group?
Mm-hmm.
And they're our good friends.
Yeah. Yes, they are our good friends. And so there was seven of us who we'd pray together. And it just was so powerful for me personally that this women's group just kind of developed then.
Okay, yeah. So you kind of, this was born, the seeds were born last Lent. This is not something that you clicked on the internet, women's faith study sharing group, and it popped up. You guys actually, this came from the inspired Word of God and
Amen.
The Blessed Mother.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So tell us a little bit, Katie, you also got involved. Were you in the original group of women who were praying during Lent for this idea?
I actually was, and it's really an interesting parallel, really, to Chris, because I, too, was kind of in a desert season of myself, and I was just longing to speak to women about relationship with Jesus, and that I was learning a lot about obedience and getting to know God, because without knowing him, how would I ever love him? And if I didn't love him, how would I ever obey him? So I was having kind of my own awakening, so to speak, along those lines, and I just kept hearing a couple of scriptures over and over of going up to heaven and Jesus saying, you know, you can knock, but I don't know you. And that really touched my heart because I thought, well, how many of us are going through the motions of our faith and don't understand what it is that we're doing and don't have a personal relationship with him? And that weighed very heavy on my heart. And the other verse, John 2:5, is do whatever he tells you. And it was just that obedience piece to me of having to spend time with him and understand what he is asking of us. So when Chris approached me about this women's group, it did light a fire in me because I knew that God was preparing me for something. I had no idea, honestly, what that was. And I still, even after saying yes to Chris, I had no idea what that was.
But you know what? It's kind of like, as you're talking, I'm thinking about the Blessed Mother who said two things that she said, be it done unto me, you know, according to thy will. And you were saying, okay, I'm open to the possibilities. And then you reminded me of the wedding of Cana, you know, when do whatever he tells you. So two of my most favorite and things that attributed to the Blessed Mother. We need to take a break and we'll be right back. Hi, this is MJ Crowder. I hope you enjoy listening to our Faith in Action programs here on Catholic Radio. Over the years, it's been my pleasure to interview some great guests and cover some very interesting topics. It's always a challenge to come up with fresh ideas for the programs. If you have an idea or two about a topic we could cover or a guest we could interview, give us a call at 317-870-8400, 317-870-8400. Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guests today, Christine Moss and Katie Conway from St. Elizabeth-Anseton. We were chatting a little bit about Awaken Your Spiritual Life. Awaken to the Best is a women's group that they started last Lent. Kind of the seeds of it were started last Lent. And then this fall is the very first session, right, that
yes,
started?
Right.
Although we did talk on the phone, and if you're listening to this right now, it's not too late to jump in the first of the year and join, correct?
Correct.
Now, are we talking about weekly meetings, monthly meetings, or what?
They are weekly, and I think one of the best things about Awaken, sometimes when you have done a traditional Bible study, maybe you don't get the homework done, or you don't, you know, maybe you've had to miss a couple, and then you're like, oh, no, I just can't keep going. I'll be too far behind. Awaken, each session is individual, and it is based around the rosary. So we've taken a Decade of the Rosary, and then we break it down. So we have, for instance, we're going to be starting with the resurrection, and the fruit of that mystery is faith. So we will take that fruit, and we will draw from the best. So the program really is called Awaken to the Best.
Awaken to the Best, uh-huh. But you have best on your flyer is mm-hmm. B.E.S.T. in capitals. So what are the bullet points? What do those stand for?
Well, the B is Blessed Mother. The E is Eucharist and other sacraments. The S is for Scripture and Saints, and T for Traditions of the Catholic Church. So based on, if we're looking at the fruit of the resurrection, a fruit of that mystery is faith, we will draw upon what does the Blessed Mother teach us about faith? What does the Eucharist or other sacraments, how does that increase our faith? The Scripture, what does that tell us? And so on, and then a tradition of the faith. And again, part of Awaken came from, as Katie was saying, we may not, how do we live that faith? And so we may have the faith, we may be going through the motions, but how do we put that into action? How do we live our faith? How do we grow as women of faith and be authentic in living our faith?
You know, something interesting, we have this last year, and it's really, really measurable here at Catholic Radio, but we have had so many women and men, but many, many women come through the studio that have started groups to honor the Blessed Mother, and because they want to sink their teeth into more of their faith. I cannot tell you how many, if you look back through our website and pick out how many, they have been women that have had very similar experiences where they've experienced a period of either dry or solitude or loneliness, if you will, in their prayer life. And very clearly the Blessed Mother, our Lord, spoke to them and said, do this for me. And they have. I mean, Soulcore, for instance. Right. I mean, incredible. Mm-hmm. But so many groups have been simply from women saying, use me, use me, use me. And this is yet another example. So I have to think
I think there's definitely a correlation. I know Chris and I both, and Soulcore, Deanne and Colleen, we all went through a consecration to Mary. And in that 33 days to Morning Glory, it says your life is going to change.
That too.
We
did.
And we all did it in different times. In fact, I think Deanne gave it to me. Like, it really was, it was the Blessed Mother leading us all to Jesus. Oh, sure. I mean, it was a very clear, when you look back and you see how it all kind of played out, you can see her hand and just saying, all right, you know, here's Jesus. Do whatever I tell you to do, because this is really important. This is important.
And she's such a beautiful example for us as women. She was a beautiful example of a wife, a mother, a sister, a friend. I mean, she all the roles that we play, who better to look to on how to live our life of virtue? And part of it also came from understanding our faith, because I think, and I had several family members who have left the church, and I really truly believe that it's because we don't understand the fullness of what is present to us in the church and the sacraments. And if we don't understand, how do we embrace it? And how do we love it? And how do we live it?
Now, you mentioned meetings. Where and when do you meet? How long does a meeting take? What do you do at a meeting?
And what does it look like? What does a meeting look like?
We meet every Wednesday. We were expecting about 20 women, honestly, and we have, I think, over 200 have registered.
Oh, my goodness gracious. A morning, night, what?
Morning, or afternoons, 1 to 2:30 every Wednesday. And Chris and I do our presentation. We usually start off just with a welcome. We all stand and pray the Magnificat together, which is very powerful. And we have a little music piece. And then we move into our presentation after some gratitude, and we consecrate that time to being grateful, and we pray the rosary, a decade of the rosary together. And then we go into our presentation for maybe 20, 25 minutes, which just providentially always works out. We don't ever know how or why or what we've even said sometimes. And then they break into praise groups and have time with their individual groups. So they're at different tables, and Chris can maybe explain better, but they switch into different groups for each mystery of the rosary that we're doing.
Now, am I correct? Was Jennifer Trapezzano, who was your guest, but maybe first guest in September, October?
She was. So we do a decade of the rosary. So we do the five. And then at the end of that, we have a speaker. And Jennifer was our first speaker. And she was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And then in December, we had Love Foolishly, which is Chris Busick, who was co-founder of the O'Connor House, and sister Colleen, Soulcore.
Yes.
And so then this, we will have another one after these mysteries, and then Beth Leonard is going to wrap it up for us.
Seven Sorrows.
She's fabulous. It's April 1st to end it. So it's just a mix of different things. And we have had different people come in. Father Ted Rothrock also has been so supportive of this effort, and really just a leap of faith from him when we went in and we said, okay, Father, we would like to start this program. It's brand new. It's never been done. And he just really gave his blessing and support. He is such an advocate for the beautiful role of women. He's just been very supportive.
Now, you mentioned earlier in reference to other programs, homework that people get and sometimes get behind with. Is there homework related here, involved here too?
No homework.
No homework. This is
that is no, really the beauty.
That in itself is would get me through the door. No homework.
I will say, though, that, you know, the end, there is, you know, an encouragement of a resolution to make.
So an apostolic action, if you will, or something like
that. Right. Or, you know, just one small baby step of change and how we want God to transform us and areas that we're working on. And that happens inside the praise groups with each individual group.
Right. Okay, I do have a question. How did the artwork, who did the artwork? Because that is not only whimsical, but beautiful and tender and childlike, and yet, it's beautiful. Who did the artwork?
Well, she's a college student, if you can imagine. Okay. And her mother, Lori McDonough, is in our program and one of the praise group leaders. And I am forgetting her name right off the top of my head. Katie,
that's
do you
okay.
remember?
The fact that you said a college student, I mean, it's really beautiful because it's, listeners, it's kind of a blue oval, almost like a miraculous metal oval in that color blue. And inside you have this, it looks like a young girl, but it could be an angel, kind of holding her arms to the heavens. But it does look like a miraculous medal. It looks kind of like the oval of the miraculous
medal. I hadn't thought of that. That we like
that's
that.
Beautiful.
We're both smiling.
Yeah.
About that.
Yeah. Of course it does.
Of course it looks like. Yeah, right. You know, it's the Blessed Mother. I mean, we know that our Lord is moving powerfully through us. But the Blessed Mother, we have felt so much at Catholic Radio. Sharon Typen did the Seven Sorrows group here and just a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And my daughter had told me a few months ago, she said, you know, a bunch of girls from Theology on Tap, who met Theology on Tap, were doing this kind of new women, kind of like a Women of Grace, kind of like a women's Bible study. It's really neat. And I said, oh, what format are you following? She said, oh, it's the Seven Sorrows. And I thought, What the heck? I mean, this is not coincidence. This is not coincidence. And I'm very impressed with your format. I'm impressed with the kind of formality of it, the way that it's very succinct and very precise, and you're following, you know, different steps. I have a question for you. If you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guests today, Chris Moss and Katie Conway from St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, Awaken to the Best, BEST, Blessed Mother, Eucharist, Scripture, and Saints, Traditions of the Church. Okay, so the seeds were born during last Lent, but it seems to me, because you've got a binder in front of you that is several inches thick of information, where did all this research come from? Where did those all, you're talking about doctrinal things here and pretty meaty and beefy stuff. So where did this all come from? And you can say from the inspired word and from the Blessed Mother, but there's a lot of pages and a lot of printing on those pages. So how did this all come about in such a short period of time?
Well, one thing, and Chris and I remind each other about this and we kind of tease each other, is this is our hobby. You know, Jesus is our hobby. We're Jesus girls. We like to have coffee. We like to talk about him. So for years, and we just met recently, really.
Oh, really?
In the last year or so. You know, I look at my shelves in my room and Chris the same, and all the books we've bought over the years. And so it really hasn't been something that we've gone out to dig through material. However, over the summer, our core group, how Chris organized it, which was just so great, and it really fortified all of our faith, was for each week, everyone would bring information that they would find based on the decade of the mystery that we were doing that week. So we did get folders and folders of information.
My.
But what it did is fortified all of our faith. It was our own little small group.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But we tease each other because we still, Amazon comes daily. Like, it's just something, you know. But now we're chalking it up to, we're working for the Lord.
That's right.
Why all
we're
these
working
things
for
are
the
coming.
Lord. And it is, I think people are drawn because Katie and I, we sit up at the front, and the way I kind of convinced Katie to join me was, I said, it's just like having coffee with a girlfriend. We're just going to get out there, and we're going to talk. We're not theologians. Mm-hmm. We are girls who love Jesus, and we want to share that love with other people. We're learning right along with them. We do spend hours of preparation, but it's joyful.
I've got two quick questions. One is, you mentioned that you meet Wednesdays early afternoon. Do you ever envision evenings or mornings or times that would be available to other people? And do you have any visions of this expanding to other parishes?
To St. Simon, to Christ the King, to, Holy Spirit.
Well, that would be our hope. That would be so wonderful to be able to give this program to other parishes in order to let them present it to their groups as well. I think the fact that we have over 200 women who have signed up says we're thirsting.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
thirsting for something. We want to grow in our faith. We want to grow in virtue. We want to live as authentic women of grace. How do we do that?
Yeah, that's huge. 200 women is huge. We just have a little over a minute and a half left. Our guest today, Chris Moss and Katie Conway from St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, Awaken to the Best. I love that, Awaken to the Best. I know people are listening and they want a phone number or an email or something that they can get, because this is a New Year's resolution of a lot of women, is to get more in touch with their spiritual life and deepen their spiritual life. So where's the information? How do they get in touch with you?
Sure. Well, they could call St. Elizabeth Ann Seton at 317-846-3850, or they could email me at my email address is mossclou@gmail.com.
Lou is spelled
L-O-U. So it's mossclou@gmail.com.
Okay, so in the few seconds that we have left, Katie, what do you want to toss out there?
I just, my hope is that women are more comfortable with living their faith out in front, you know, that Chris and I are making it normal for them, and we're making it fun, and we're making, you know, I lived down in Charlotte for a while, and I was with a lot of faith-filled Presbyterian friends who just would shout out, well, praise Jesus about that. And I think that's Chris and I's goal, is for women everywhere to just be okay with living their faith and be comfortable with what they're doing, and to praise Jesus out loud.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Thank you so much, Chris Moss and Katie Conway, for being our guests today. And may the Lord's peace be with you.
Thanks.
May the Lord's peace be with you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten by St. Vincent Health, providing the spirit of caring through 20 health ministries that serve 46 central Indiana counties, and by Marian University, offering Catholic and academic excellence in the Franciscan and liberal arts traditions. To suggest a guest or a topic for this program, call us at 317-870-8400.
May the Lord's peace be with you. May the Lord's peace be with you.